Prayer changes things. I know that prayer changes things. If you have faith and move out of the way, prayer changes things. Do you believe that tonight? Come on now. We're not preaching to a dead church here, but we're preaching to a resurrected church. One that has been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Come on, help me tonight now. I'm not preaching to myself, but I'm preaching to all of us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. When we talk about prayer, we're talking about a hotline to heaven, our Father Jesus Christ. This is a communication between God, our trainer, and you and I, the trainee. You see, some of us are acquainted or have an acquaintance with Jesus, meaning a person one knows slightly, but not a close friend. Jesus is a friend that sticks closer than a brother. He will never leave you, nor will he forsake you. I remember David recorded in several places throughout the Psalms that he will never leave us. Look at Psalms 23, verses 4 through 6. It says, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadows of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod, your staff, they comfort me." Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. "Thou prepareth a table before me in the presence of my enemy. Thou anointeth my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely and goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." I'm talking about prayer changes things. God is looking for a personal relationship, not someone who ignores that he exists and is longing for us to have fellowship with him, because we are married to him and have been blood bought by his only son, Jesus Christ. We need to know the man, Jesus Christ. My question is, do you and I know the man from Galilee? He walked out on the water. He calmed the raging sea. Do you and I know the man from Galilee? Jesus, he's the one. He's the only one. Just let him have his way until the day is done. When he speaks, you know the clouds would have to go just because he loves you so. I'm talking about prayer changes things. Let's look at this story of a man in the Old Testament that knew God, 1 Kings, the 18th chapter, 20 through verse 40. Elijah walked with God, and he knew how important it was to have some time alone with God, for it was in these times that God would speak and give clarity to the vision that was given to Elijah. This great battle on Mount Carmel would not have been won if Elijah, thank you, Jesus, I'm so nervous here. If Elijah had not sought God, I would like to paint a picture in our minds tonight of the great battle and victory won by God. Here we find out that Elijah summons the people and the prophets of Baal up on Mount Carmel. And Elijah began to speak to each and every one of these people. You see, they were people like you and I that had been born, had been chosen by God as his people. And some of them had decided that they will follow the path of Baal and worship Baal. And some decided that they will worship God. But in some cases, or many cases, some of them decided to worship Baal and to worship God, thinking that they would get some kind of favor from Jezebel. I'm telling you, prayer changes things. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But I want you to know tonight that God is calling you and I to a place of worship. Not to go through rituals and formalities and faking it till I make it, but God is calling a people that will humble themselves and seek his face and spend time before him, so that in our worship, God knows that it's true worship. Hallelujah. If you're not worshiping at the home, how can you worship when you come into church doors? We gotta worship outside of the four walls. You know, there's times that I'm in my mail truck and an old song comes to me, cover me, cover me, cover me, all of my sins, all of my guilt, Lord, cover me. And you know, I'll break down in that old mail truck, because I know God loves me. And God is longing for a people that will worship him in true spirits. Hallelujah, church. We need to worship him. This is not a social gathering. This is not a club that we come in and we sit and we drink our coffee, we drink our water, we do all of these things that would distract us from the real thing that God is calling us to, and that is worship and prayer. Hallelujah. God is looking for a people that will worship him. A people that will spend time in prayer. You know, you can fix a lot of your problems if you just spend time in prayer. None of us are perfect. None of us have arrived. We all have hang-ups. We all have issues. But thanks be to God that he washed us in his blood and cleansed us from sin and all unrighteousness. We still live in a fleshly body. We're still human. Hallelujah. Quit looking at your mate and faulting your mate, but look at yourself. If you look at yourself in the mirror, yourself will tell you some things about yourselves. We need to learn how to fix us, and then God will fix everything else. Amen. Prayer changes things. Hallelujah. Elijah began to talk to the people, and he told these prophets of Baal to choose a bull, and he said, I'll choose a bull. You know, it's a long story, but I'm going to try to shorten it for the sake of time. But the important thing is that there were 450 prophets of Baal, and all of these people who were undecided on which way they would go. You know, we have many choices in life, but God is looking for us to make the right choice. That's what he's looking for, the right choice. And it would look as if Elijah was outnumbered, and that this battle that was raging, that Elijah and his God would not win. But the Bible tells me that the prophets of Baal prepared their sacrifice, and they begin to pray to their God. And they begin to say, oh Baal, Baal, answer me, Baal. Some have marked and said maybe Baal was asleep. Maybe Baal was busy. Maybe Baal was out traveling somewhere. And it came noontime and Baal still had not answered. And Elijah began to mock them and say, maybe you should call out just a little louder. And they began to scream and holler, Baal. Oh, Baal, do you hear me, Baal? I'm calling on you, Baal. And they jumped up and down and danced all around the altar. They began to cut themselves, thinking that because the blood of the sacrifice may have not been sufficient enough, so maybe their own personal blood would cause Baal to answer. But you and I know that the Bible said Baal did not answer. Hallelujah. And they prophesied and cried and screamed and moaned to the evening sacrifice. If you look at Psalms 115, verses 4, their idols are silver and gold, the work of men's hand. Verse 5, they have mouths, but they do not speak. Eyes they have, but they do not see. Come on. They have ears, but do not hear. Nose they have, but do not smell. Come on. They have hands, but do not handle. Feet they have, but they do not walk, nor do they mutter through their throat. This is the kind of God that they were serving. So the Bible tells me that Elijah tore down their altar, and the altar that had been placed there at Mount Carmel for some time that was torn down, he rebuilt the altar. And he took 12 stones and he built the altar out of the 12 stones. And he took wood and his bull and the sacrifice and he laid it on the altar. And the Bible tells you and I that he took 4 pots of water and he poured it on the altar. And he told him to pour it a second time. And then he told him to pour it a third time. And they tell me that the water ran all over the altar and even in the trench that was dug around the altar. Elijah didn't want them to think that maybe he slipped a fire up under the altar of the sacrifice. But I want you to know tonight that Elijah began to pray to God. And he said, God, I pray that you would answer by fire, that these people would believe. And the Bible says that the fire of the Lord came down and consumed the altar and licked up all of the water. We're serving a prayer changing God. We're serving a God that loves you and I. We're serving a God that wants to give you and I the very best of things. Hallelujah. We're serving a God that when your enemies are standing before you, you don't have to worry about the battle, because the battle is not your battle, but it's the Lord's battle. Hallelujah. We serve a God that is almighty. A loving God, a God that sent his only begotten son that you and I could die, could have a right to the tree of life. Hallelujah. Prayer changes things. Hallelujah. Do you believe that tonight? Do you believe that tonight? Say it like you mean it. Hallelujah. Prayer changes things. Hallelujah. I'm so glad that I am a part of a church that believe in prayer. I'm so glad that I'm part of a church that walk the talk. Hallelujah. They live what they believe and they live what they preach. And I know that prayer changes things because I've seen it in their lives. And because of that, I choose to serve God because I know that prayer works. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Prayer changes things. Hallelujah. Bow your heads. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God, I love you. We love you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, talalaba, kadalalabasa. Oh, I love you, Jesus. Hallelujah. From front to back, from left to right, all over this auditorium. Maybe you're here tonight and you have not accepted Jesus as your personal Savior. I'd like to give you that opportunity. Is there one here tonight? If you are, will you signal by raising your hand? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Maybe you're here and you've been halted between two opinions, whether to serve God or to serve the world. And you say to yourself tonight that, you know what? I'm going to serve God. I'm going to make it right with God. If that's you, will you raise your hand? Hallelujah. I see that hand. Hallelujah. If that's you, will you raise your hand? Hallelujah. I see that hand. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. The third call would be for those of us, and I'm speaking to myself too, that we've been lackadaisy. We've been lukewarm when it comes to the things of God, praying, reading our Bibles, fellowship, witnessing, and doing the things of God. If that's you, will you raise your hand? Hallelujah. I see that hand. I see that hand. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I see that hand. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm going to ask you to stand. Those of you that raised your hand, if you come to the altar, I believe we have Johnny and Perla that will be praying. And there's another couple that will be praying over here. If you're here, will you come? You know who you are?